normal understanding has been that Elokeinu, our God, Velokei Avosinu, the God of our fathers. Who are they? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The Elokei Avosinu is a reference to our forefathers. And then we go and specify. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. However, the Mabit, based on Elokim, has a different understanding. It says no. Although normally, when we talk about the Avos, the forefathers, that's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Here, actually, Avosinu actually literally means our ancestors. Not going all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but rather our ancestors. Why is that significant? Why is that relevant? Because, yes, we will then say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but only in the intermediate, in the intervening generations, Hashem's name has been associated with all of our forefathers. Even if it's true that we had ancestors at various points in Jewish history that might have veered from the path, nonetheless, Hashem's Shechina was present on all of our forefathers. And even in Galus, even in exile, Hashem's presence was with them. And therefore we say, Elokeinu, our God, Elokei Avosinu, and the God of our fathers. Because even if some of our ancestors were not necessarily fitting, nonetheless, Hashem still looked after them. Hashem's Shechina was still manifest. Why? Because Hashem's the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, he stays with and he protects and stands by all of his descendants, who are all of our fathers and our forefathers. It's in their merit that Hashem associates his name with every Jew and every Jewish ancestors that we have. So Elokeinu Velokei Avosinu goes back to previous generations. That will then go back all the way to Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, which is where it all started. And then we start to realize something quite incredible. That we're part of a chain, an unbroken chain, a chain that stretches all the way back. And to think about where we come from, not just our ancient ancestors, the Avos Ha'olam, the Avos Ha'uma, the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but even our more recent ancestors. Who were they? Where did they live? How did they maintain their Yiddishkeit? How did they maintain their relationship with Hashem? Through all the things that they went through. What were the trials? What were the tribulations? Perhaps what even were the opportunities that they had in their time and in their place? What were their contributions? Where do I come from? What was the journey of my family in generations gone by that got me to the place that I'm in right now? And even if not every one of them was a tzaddik, it doesn't matter. Because Hashem associates his name with every Jew. And certainly every Jew who maintains a connection with their Judaism and is able to pass that on. So we reflect back at Elokeinu, our God, Elokei Avosinu, the God of our fathers, the generations that we come from, those that invested, those that persevered, those that kept the faith, those that held strong, those that gave up so much to enable us to be where we are right now. To mention all of them, to appreciate and to reflect, and to understand we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves.